Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. We're at the Vol today. Seven race program, work riders, races, all maiden plates. And certainly there's some opportunities because I think what happens with these type of races, they price up on exactly what the form looks like. But there are some surprises to be found. So let's go into it. First race is off at 12:55. We've got 22 bentrometer, 2 meter false rail to the 1,000 meter mark. First race is a maiden plate, fillies and mares over the 1,000 meters. Well, that's down the straight. Caladrius looks impossible to oppose. He is 9-10, blinker strike, and everything looks right with this son of Rafif, and he does look like the absolute nuts. Master's Lady had many, many starts and is the second favorite. There's absolutely nothing else I could find here, except Charleston Dawn, who was ex-Mark Khan, and you know, everything that's ex-Mark Khan has improved. So maybe Charleston Dawn won for the exactas and trifectas. Race two, work riders maiden plate, and they go 1,000 meters. Another odds on shot, but this one's 4-10. Astrophile, very good first run, and backed, heavily backed was this daughter of Heavenly Blue. Mangwaga gets a ride, and he's very, very competent. Dangers, well, I thought Tiger's Captain, third run after arrest, blinkers on, might be the big improver. That's number three. And one Echoes of War has got some form. Race three, maiden plate, 2,000 meters, another 9-10 shot, Epidarius. But this, I think, is beatable. It holds Evening News on collateral form line, and Evening News took a terrible drift last time. So be very careful of big improvement from that one. And then the find of the race is Sutter's Mill. Now, they've been playing around with this horse, come back to 11:60 last time. But the way it's bred, it's got to be able to go this trip and might be the find here. Goes into everything with Epidarius and Evening News. Race four, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,500 meters. 6-10 favorite, Lolly Willows. She looks to have a very bright chance here, but she's got to get past Bright Comet. Couple of fair runs to his name and will definitely improve over this distance. Big, big price, 10-1. I thought Life and Letters was the other one worth including number two. Got some form and gets very useful Sam Messia. Race five, maiden plate, 1,500 meters. Royal Jacket comes back to much better distance. It's 1,500 meters, much better for him. He's been knocking at the door and should be able to go very close here. Favorite is Steel Pier, number 10, got two good runs to its name. Silver Comet, number 9, shows pace. I would include that. Mega Awesome, number 8, ran on last, looks like an improver. And 7, Echoes of the Wild, improved last run and been a lot of money for this one, so that goes in as well. So you need a number of horses here. Race 6, maiden plate, 1,300 meters. My favorite is 1, Megan's Diamond, second run. It took a drift last time and probably be the horse they've all got to beat. I thought, give me some love. As I said to you, the stable's cold. You've got to ignore its last, who was not striding out. And then Miss River Dancer was my find of the race. I think that this will go really well here, looking for a good run from her. Winika might improve as well. They look to be the main threats. Race 7, maiden plate, 1,300 meters. I think Beachwalker will go really well here. This was 6-1. Tom Lucchelli's ridden it twice and run two places on it. In fact, two good seconds will go well. Second to none is a find of the race. This horse has run on its last two starts and should go extremely well here, so don't leave that out. Glastonbury Fire, a 1 million rand, a warm move to Mike the Cock from Mark Khan. The first run, Clink rode it. He was obviously giving it a run. It was 12-1 in the betting. Six lengths off them, probably improved, but so would a Roman Twist from the Tony Peter stable, and I think they'll have a very good day today. Got to go into everything as well. For the Interbet team, I think that you've got to go with the exotics, bipods, place accumulators, jackpots and pick sixes, and add in a few horses and the bigger perms and the smaller perms, take the horses that are strongly fancied. Remember, you can go on the Interbet tote, and everything goes through the tote, and you can also bet on the Interbet exchange for the best prices. Have a great day.